and I'm a registered dietitian nutritionist with Cornell Wellness. Today I'm going to be making salmon patties. Now these are one of my favorite quick go-to protein recipes that are really simple to make and surprisingly delicious. We're actually going to start with canned salmon. So we're going to take some, this is wild pink salmon. I'm going to take two cans and put it in a bowl. And if you've never had wild salmon or just canned salmon, it has very similar nutrient properties to just cooked fillets. Very, very similar. A lot of people don't think of salmon as a go-to, but it's a really quick, easy go-to protein where you don't have to actually cook the fish yourself. So we're going to take two cans of salmon. They're very, very high in omega-3 fatty acids, so a great addition to your diet. Next thing I'm going to do is add half a cup of almond flour. You could also use breadcrumbs if you wanted to. You could use flour, pretty much anything you have that has a little bit of a coarse texture. In this case, the almond flour is going to give it a really nice crispy crumb, and it's going to have some extra healthy fats and also some protein to itself. Next, I'm going to add a little bit of herbamare. Herbamare is a herbed sea salt. You could also use just plain sea salt if you prefer. I'm going to add two eggs. This is going to hold it all together. And then I'm also going to add about a tablespoon of lemon zest. I've washed this fresh lemon. I'm going to take a microplane and just keep working around the lemon. You can see I'm not measuring here. That's okay. I'm just going to get most of that outside part of the lemon peel. This is where the essential oils are in the lemon. It's going to give it a really nice lemony flavor that also helps cover some of that fish flavor for those who might be a little bit more fish phobic, people who say they don't like fish but maybe haven't tried a recipe like this before. I'm going to take that lemon zest and just tap it in the bowl. Next, I'm going to just take a fork or a spoon, whatever you'd like, mix it up. While I'm doing this, you can see the cast iron pan over here. You can use whatever kind of skillet you have. It helps to have a nice heavy bottomed one, as that's going to keep the heat really even for these patties. I'm going to mix up my salmon patties here. You can also add additional herbs if you'd like. Dill is a really great addition to this recipe. About a tablespoon of fresh dill or dried would be great. Okay, you see it has a little bit of a, it's a little bit not runny or watery. It's just, it's not completely packed together like you think a burger would be. And that's okay. So our pan is nice and hot. I'm going to add 2 tablespoons of a high heat oil. In this case, I'm using avocado oil. You could also use refined olive oil if you'd like. I'm just going to swish it around my pan. You want to just be really careful that the oil doesn't smoke. Having a high smoke point oil really helps here. Next, I'm going to take these and form them into patties. So you want to press with your hands, get around the edge, and then squish it in the middle so they're about even thickness throughout. And we're going to put the patties right in the pan. So after they've cooked for 3 to 4 minutes, once the one side is nicely browned, you want to flip them over and cook them for 3 to 4 minutes on the other side, and they're done. You don't have to worry too much about getting to a certain temperature here. You just want to make sure they're cooked through because the fish has already been cooked. And this recipe makes about 6 good-sized patties. I'm just going to finish this up, put them in the pan, and let them cook for a few minutes. All right, our salmon has been cooking for about 4 minutes on each side, and it looks like it's done. I'm just going to take a peek underneath and see that it's nicely browned on both sides. We'll transfer it to a plate, and this is ready to serve for dinner. Very simple, quick, and full of nutrition. Even a lot of children love it.